from the 11th of Adar to the 15th of Adar. We'll see next time, maybe interesting Yerushalmi on this question, but for now, let's just make a little headway in the Mishnah. Cities, walled cities, which were walled in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, Karen v'Tezvach. So they read the Megillah on the 15th of Adar. Kfarim, villages, v'yoros gedolos, large but unwalled cities, Karen v'Yodalit. They read the Megillah on the 14th of Adar. Elisha ha'kfarim makdimim le'yom ha'knesa. But kfarim, the small towns, are given the latitude of reading on the Monday or Thursday before your Dalit. Okay, so now the Mishnah illustrates this. Chol diyos your Dalit b'sheni, if the 14th falls out on Monday on Sheni, so kfarim v'yos gedolos kohen bo v'yom. The small towns and the large unwalled cities will read on the 14th on Monday. Umukafos choma, and the cities that were walled in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, l'machor, will read on Tuesday on the 15th. Chol yos b'shlishi ol b'rivi. If Yudalit falls out on Tuesday or Wednesday, so then Kfarim Magdimim Liyom HaKnesa. The Kfarim will read either on Yud Gimel or Yud Beis. They'll read the previous Monday. Va'ayos Kedolos, in the large cities, Korin Bovayom, will read on Tuesday or on Wednesday, whenever Yudalit happens to be that year. Umukafos Chomel Amachor. And the cities that were walled from the times of Yeshua ben Nun will read on the 15th. Chol yos b'chamishi, if the 14th of Adar falls out on Thursday, so kfarim v'yoros gedolos kohen bo v'yom. Again, the kfarim we don't need to give any special latitude, because the latitude we want to provide to them is to read on a Monday or Thursday. The reasons we'll see in Rashi Bli Neder. So, but if the Yudalit itself is either Monday or Thursday, they don't need that extra latitude. So if it's B'chamishi, so just as when it was B'sheni, the Kfarim, the small towns, V'ayoros Gedolos, and the large unwalled cities, Kohen V'Vayom, on Thursday, U'mukafos Choma L'mocho, on the 15th, which is Friday. Now, Chol Yos Erev Shabbos, Kfarim Makdim in L'yom HaKnisa, again, as we're accustomed to already, the Kfarim are given the latitude to read on the previous Monday or Thursday, in this case Thursday. V'ayoros gedolos, in the large cities, u'mukafos choma koren bo bayom. Even the mukafos choma will read on the 14th, because you can't read the Megillah on Shabbos, right? Since you're not allowed to read the Megillah on Shabbos, as the Gemara will discuss, because of Gzeira the Rabba, the same reason that we don't blow shofar or take the lulav on Shabbos either. Cholios b'Shabbos, right? In our calendar, this can't happen, right? But in the times of the Mishnah, when they were still mekadesh chadashim al pi havi'iyah, so then it could happen. The 14th could fall out on Shabbos. So the Mishnah discusses that as well. Cholios b'Shabbos, if the 14th falls out on Shabbos, kfarim v'ayos gedolos makdimin v'korin l'yom haknisa umukafos chomel l'mochar. Well, we're going to have to discuss these cases in more detail, but let's just to get oriented, just read and just on the most elementary level. If the 14th is Shabbos, so then we push up the Ayoros Gedolos all the way to Thursday, and the Mukafos Choma, of course, will read on the 15th, which is Sunday. Chol Yos Achar HaShabbos, if the 14th falls out on Sunday, so then Kfarim Magdimim Leyom HaKnisa, Kfarim read the previous Thursday, which is how you have Yud Aleph, right? Which is how Yud Aleph comes into the picture. Because if Sunday is the 14th, the previous Thursday will be Yud Aleph. Vayoros Gedolos Kohen Bel Vayom, Umukafos Chom Olamocha. Fine. Okay. Now, why is it that we have this whole heter of Yom HaKnisa? How does it benefit the the kfarim. So Rashi explains that on Monday and Thursday they used to come into the cities, because according to Takanas Ezra, that's when Bezdin was in session. The Bezdin would be in session every Sheni v'Chamishi. So they had to come into the city anyway, and Rashi assumes, which we neder also will have to discuss, that the Bnei Kfarim didn't know how to read the Megillah on their own, so they were going to have to come into the city to hear the Megillah anyway. So Chazal, based on a pasuk in the Megillah, provided them with this, the Anshei Knesset HaGdol already did, provided them with this leniency that they can read the previous Monday or Thursday. Good, fine. And again, each of these details needs to be fleshed out. What distinguishes a kfar from an ir gedola? How do we classify what's considered a large city which doesn't have the latitude of reading the previous Monday or Thursday, and what's considered a kfar which does have that latitude? We'll see later. The Gemara says that Bizman Hazel, we don't have this din anymore. The Gemara will explain why. How come we've never seen this? How come we've never seen anyone reading the Megillah on the Monday or Thursday before Purim? So the Gemara further on here on Daf Beis will explain why it is that Bizman Hazel, we've never encountered it. But Bizman that this din was in effect. So what was the line of demarcation between who was a klein shtetl dekayit and who was from a large city, right? So the next Mishnah on the Feyum and Aleph explains that and says a zohi ir gedola. What constitutes, what's considered an ir gedola? Kol sheyesh bo asara batlanin, has to have asara batlanin, right? So contrary to its colloquial Yiddish usage, a batlan in the Lashon HaMishnah is a complementary term. Rashi says that it means, if you take a look at the Rashi on the Gemara, right? The Gemara just quotes the Tosefta, which adds the words Shebeveit HaKnesses Tana Asar Batlan and Shebeveit HaKnesses. So Rashi, in the first wide line in the Rashi lines, comments Asar Batlan and Shebeveit HaKnesses. What does it mean batlanin? Shehem betelim mimlachtam, right? That they don't have any obligations, any outside obligations. V'nizonim mishal tzibur, and the tzibur supports them. Why? Kedei lios mitzuyin betfila beveis haknesses. That their responsibility is to be available to maintain the minyanim. To maintain the minyanim. That's what Rashi says. Asar batlanim. The Ran says he doesn't think, the Ran disagrees a little bit and says lav dafka that they're being supported from the tzibur, but what it means is that there's a regular minyan, that you never have to worry about getting the minyan. Erev avok v'tzarayim, there's always a minyan, you never have to worry about the minyan, doesn't matter what time of year, even in the winter, short days, you always have a minyan kavua. Fine. So if you have a city where you have asar batlanin, according to Rashi, they're actually being supported. According to the Ran, lav dafka, that these are 10 people being supported by the tzibur, but you always have a minyan kavua. You always have a minyan kavua. So then, that qualifies as an ir gedola. And pachos mikan is a kfar. Right? Good, fine. So what's the din of the Mishnah? So if you live in the Ir Atika, if you live in a city which was Mukefas Choma, which was encircled by a wall from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, you read in Tezvot. If you live in an open area, so then, in an area that was open, Bimei Yeshua ben Nun, so then you read on your Dalit, but if your area is classified as a kfar, so then you have the latitude of reading the previous Sheni v'Chamishi, right? No. That's for tonight. We're going to focus. I'm not sure if we'll get to the punchline tonight. Hopefully we will. If not, at least we'll head in that direction. But there's something which seems to be missing in the Mishnah. And that is, when the Mishnah describes the din of Yom HaKnitza and Kfarim, right? So the Mishnah describes it as a subset of Ayaros Gedolos. Right, it tells you that Ayaros Gedolos, right, large unwalled cities, read on Yudalid, and then as a subset, amongst those whose man is Yudalid, there are those who have the latitude of reading on Yom HaKnisa. Now, why doesn't the Mishnah tell us the same thing about B'nai Tezvot? Right? Conceivably, why can't you imagine a city which was Mukefes Choma, Mimos Yeshua Ben Nun, but it doesn't have Asar Batlana? So they also should have the same latitude of reading on the Yom HaKnisa. Is that clear of us? And yet there's no mention of that in the Mishnah. There's no mention of that in the Mishnah. So I think that's one of the things which sort of attracts our attention just in making a simple laying on the Mishnah. Again, Krochen, just to reread, Krochen and Mukhafen Chom Mimos Yeshua Benin Korim B'tezvot. Right? There's no subset of that. Right? The Mishnah doesn't give any indication that there's a subset of B'nai Tezvot. And then the Mishnah goes on and says, Kfarim Vayaros Gedalos Korim B'Yedalot. Those who live in an area that was open in the times of Yeshua Ben Nun, read on Yedalot, and within that there's a subset, Elishai Kfarim Makdimim L'Yom HaKnisa. So the din of Yom HaKnisa is presented again as a subset of B'nai Yudalit. And yet, according to the definition on the Mishnah Daf Hei, there's no reason, l'chora, why it shouldn't equally be a subset of Tezvot. Is that clear, Abbasai? So the first question is, well, I don't know, is this inference correct or not? So if you take a look for the Gemara on the Gimel Amid Beis, the third line after they branch out, on the bottom of Gimel Amid Beis, the third line after they branch out, V'omer B'shur ben Levi, this is part of a series of memers. Omer B'shur ben Levi, Krach she'ein bo asar batlanin nidon kekfar. So for the moment, we're not going to translate the word krach. Let's just leave that in quotation marks. K-E-R-A-C-H, right? Krach, which doesn't have a krach, which doesn't have asar batlanin, is nidon kikfar. Says the Gemara, Maikla mashmalan. So what's Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's chiddush tanina? Ezohi ir gedola kol she'yesh ba asar batlanin. Pachos mikan harei ze kfar. It's The Mishnah says it explicitly, right? That the way to demarcate and distinguish what's a kfar from what isn't a kfar is whether or not you have a sar batlan, let's say according to the Ran, whether or not you have a minyan kavur. So what's Rabbi Shur ben Levi telling us that the Mishnah didn't tell us? Answers the Gemara, krach it tzrichalei. Well, the Mishnah was talking about an ir gedola, and Rabbi Shur ben Levi is talking about a krach. And he's telling us the chiddush is that what the Mishnah says holds true even for a krach. Why? Afogav de mikle elei me alma. Even though in a krach there are more visitors, and I might have thought even if you don't have 10 local people who can qualify as asar batlanin, whose presence guarantees a minyan 3 times a day, every day, but Usually there are so many visitors passing through a krach that even if it's only 7 or 8 of the local people, there's usually going to be another 2 or 3 of the visitors to be mashlim the minyan, the result being that the minyan is pretty kavua anyway. So that's where Yeshua ben Levi is coming and tells the chiddush, no, that the asar batlanim have to be local, because otherwise you can't really count on it. Because sometimes it will happen that you don't have enough visitors to be mashed in the minyan. Good, fine. Now, what's the krach that Rabbi Shur ben Levi is talking about, right? So take a look here in the Tosfot, the Tosfot Dibur Maskil krach, the first Dibur Maskil krach. It's considerably above where we were in the Gemara. Krach she'ein bo yud batlonim nidon kikfar. Says Tosfot, v'tzarech lomar demayrei Bistam krachim ha'amurim b'talmud, meaning that krach in this context has the connotation which it usually does in Gemara, meaning just a really large city, a really large city. Aval hamukaf choma, but lav dafka, and maybe even for that matter, maybe even mukaf choma, but not necessarily mukaf choma mimos Yeshua ben Nun. Aval hamukaf choma mimos Yeshua ben Nun, afilu ein bo yud batlonin koren b'tezvav. Right? So Tosfos here confirms or answers what we were wondering about in terms of the Mishnah, and Tosfos says that in fact, if it would happen that you had a city which was Mukafas Choma, Mimot Yeshua bin Nun, which didn't have Asar Batlanin, they wouldn't have the option of Yom HaKnisa. They wouldn't be given the latitude of Yom HaKnisa. And that this Gemara of Krach, I don't know, is either Krach just means even bigger than an Ir Gedola, maybe it actually means a walled city, but not necessarily Mimot Yeshua bin Nun. But if it would be a walled city, Mimot Yeshua bin Nun, it would not have the option, it would not have the latitude of Yom HaKnisa. But why? Tosfos doesn't tell us. Now, not everyone agrees with this. Not even, there's actually a three-way machlokas in the Rishonim how to understand this Gemara. If you turn back, you have a Gemara with the riff in the back. It's on Beis Amud Aleph in the Daf Yehudah. If you go up three lines from there to the end of the line, Aval Hayosim Mukuvar Etzli. Okay, so in Beizim Dal from Adapi Harif, three lines up from Aval Haramban Zal at the end of the line, Aval Hayosim Mukuvar Etzli, the pshat which makes the most sense to me, says the Ran, Husha Noma, the Chi Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Krach She'ein Ba Yud Batlan and Nidon Kikvar, Hainu lomar she'im ratza makdim le'yom ha'knisa umihu im lo ratzu karen v'tezvot. So the Ran says no. Against Tosfos, the Ran says no. Take that Gemara Kipshuta. When Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is speaking about a krach, he's speaking about the same krach in which the Mishnah speaks about, which were mukafos choma miyot Yeshua ben Nun. And that ain hachanami. Why it's not in the Mishnah will taka be a question that we have to deal with according to the Ran. But just to clarify what the facts on the ground are, the Ran says, you do have that case also, right? You can and do have a case where Tezvav also, the subset of Yom HaKnisa exists within B'nai Tezvav also. If you live in here, which is Mukafas Chama Mimot Yeshua Ben Nun, which has Asar Batlanim, the din is Tezvav. If it doesn't have Asar Batlanim, so then the din is that they have the latitude of Yom HaKnisa, exactly parallel to B'nai Yudalit. If the ear was not Mukav Shomim Mimot Yeshua Ben Nun, but you have Asar Batlanim, so then you read on Yudalit. If you don't have Asar Batlanim, so then you have the latitude of Yom HaKnisa. Okay. So we basically have two totally different questions. According to the Ran, how come this wasn't in the Mishnah, right? On Dav Beis. And according to Tosfos, we understand why it's not in the Mishnah on Dav Beis, but according to Tosfos, the question, I guess, is maybe even more fundamental, why should that be, right? Now, before we try to get a handle on this, Aval Ramban Zal, Ramban has yet a third understanding of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's name here on Gimel Amid Beis. Aval Ramban Zal Kosav, Krach She'ein Bo Yud Batlonin, Im lo rotza lahakdim koi bi yud dalid. So the Ramban says, well, we do take into account if you have a city which is Mukefes Chom and Miyos Yeshua bin Nun, which doesn't have Asar Batlanim, but if we want to give them the latitude of Yom HaKnisa, we also have to say that their primary Zman is Yud Dalid. Right? So in terms of the Yeshua bin Levi's Meimah, there are three views in the Rishonim. According to Tosfos, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is not talking about Mukefes Chom and Mimot Yeshua ben Nun. If the city was Mukefes Chom and Mimot Yeshua ben Nun, according to Tosfos, they read on Tezvav, period. According to the Ramban, if it's Mukefes Chom and Mimot Yeshua ben Nun with Asar Batlanim, you read on Tezvav. Without Asar Batlanim, so then you read on your Dalit, or you have the latitude of Yom HaKnisa. And according to the Ram, even if it's Mukefes Chom Yossi Yeshua Ben Nun, your primary Zman is Tezvav, and you have the latitude of Yom HaKnisa. So, it's only according to the Ran, basically, that there's a missing case in the Mishnah, correct? It's only according to the Ran that the Mishnah is missing, right, as it were, the case of how come it doesn't present Yom HaKnisa, the latitude of Yom HaKnisa as a subset within Mukefes Choma as well. And according to the Ramban in Tosis, the question is, how come that case doesn't exist? We understand, of course, why it's not in the Mishnah, because halacha l'maaseh there is no such case, but why shouldn't there be? If the idea of Yom HaKnisa is, again, to provide latitude for those who don't regularly have a minyan, that they should be able to read the Megillah on Monday or Thursday when they're going to have a minyan anyway, because people are gathering, either for Kriyas HaTorah, like Rabbeinu Hananel says, or they're gathering for the Batei Din, as Rashi says, whatever the reason. So how come that takana wasn't made for the B'nai Tezvav as well? Okay, that's clear, Rav Osai? Okay, now, let's begin perhaps with the Ramban and Tosfos. Now again, the Tzad HaShoveh again of the Ramban and Tosfos is you don't have any place with the Zman as Tezvav where you have a Heter of Yom HaKnisa. Right? The Ran says you do. Now which is the easier opinion to understand? Certainly the Ran, right? The Ran is easiest to understand for the following reason. Whether you read on your Dalet or Tezvav is determined by what? Is determined by the Mokom, is determined by the city. If it's a city which, again, was walled, Mimos Yeshua Ben Nun, Tezvav. If it wasn't, you're Dalit, right? So the consideration is the Mokom. What type of Mokom it is, what type of place it is. Whether or not you have the latitude of Yom HaKnisa, so what determines that? What determines that? Whether or not, what type of Tzibur you have? Whether or not there are Sarah Batlanim. So what the Ram says is perfectly logical. Of course you can mix and match. You can be the type of Mokom that reads on Tezvav, but also lack the Tzibur, which entitles you to the latitude of Yom HaKnisa. Right? So the Ram is straightforward. The Ram doesn't owe us any explanations. But both the Ramban and Tosfos certainly do, because again, what the Ram says seems to be the simplest approach. So let's think for a moment about the fact, and again, this is something which is, right, this is unparalleled in our calendar, it's unparalleled in the Torah, the fact is that the Purim is observed on two different days, right? It's a remarkable thing, right? We're used to it, so we don't really reflect on it, but it's unique. It's a remarkable thing. So what's the pshat? So the simple pshat is, that, again, because historically, right, since the Yehuda Mashiach Rishushan had an extra waged war for an extra day, they fought not only in Yud Gimel, but they fought in Yud Dalet. So for the people in Shushan, which was a walled city, they didn't rest and rejoice until the 15th. So therefore we say that walled cities should observe Purim on the 15th. Why Mimos Yeshua Ben Nun? Why not Mimos Achashverosh? So the Rishonim quote from the Yerushalmi is because we wanted to make Eretz Yisrael central to the Yom Tov of Purim. Fine. Okay. And those who since outside of Shushan, in the open areas, they rested and rejoiced already in Yudalit. So we have Purim in Yudalit. Right? That's good, fine. So in other words, we each have the same chiyuv, right? A ben Yudalit is chayiv in Megillah, and he's chayiv in Matanos Lev Yonim, and he's chayiv in Shalach Manos, but he happens to do it on Yudalit. And a ben Tezvav has the same package of mitzvahs, but his package is on Tezvav. But the truth is, there's more to it than that. There's more to it than that. And really, the pshat is as follows. Really, the pshat is that the ben tesvav has a double chiyuv. The ben tesvav, let's say bizmanein, let's say a Yerushalmi, has a double chiyuv. A, he has the same chiyuv which a ben yudalit has, except that his chiyuv he doesn't incur until a day later. But then he has an additional chiyuv also. He has the chiyuv. What's Purim all about? Purim is about Pesumei Nisa. That's something what we'll encounter again and again in Yetzer Hashem. The Ben Tezvav, why did Esther ask for the extra day, right? When Esther comes to Ahasuerus and says that that the Jews in Shushan should be given an extra day. So why does she want the extra day? Why does she want the extra day? So presumably the pshat is because Esther Amalka realizes that to consolidate what had been accomplished on Yud Gimel, so you had to totally uproot, totally obliterate the Sonim from the seat of power. And the seat of power was Shushan. Right? The seat of power was Shushan. So the MS, in the Nes and Hatzalah of Purim, there's a Nes al Gavei Nes. There's a Hatzalah al Gavei Hatzalah. What happens on Yud Gimel is a Nes. But then the fact that we were able to follow that up and eradicate the Sonim in Shushan on Yudalid was a Nes al Gavei Nes. It was a Hatzalah al Gavei Hatzalah. And the Pshat in the 2 days of Purim, Yudalid and Tezvar, is not just that you incur the same Chiyuv but on different days, but rather the Chiyuv of a Ben Tezvar is A, the same Chiyuv as a Ben Yudalid, but B, he also has the Chiyuv to make Purim into a 2-day Yontiv and thereby be Mefarsem, again, the Nes al Gavei Nes, the Hatzalah al Gavei Hatzalah, how the Nes itself was compounded, how the Hatzalah, the salvation itself was compounded. And the Ben Tezvav has an additional Chiyuv, right? How, and again, how is that additional Chiyuv, how is it carried out? By virtue of the fact that he's observing Purim on a second day, and by virtue of the fact that he's observing Purim after the Purim of Yudalid, so that's Mefarsem again, that there was a Nes al Gabe Nes, that not only was there the Nes which the Bnei Yudalid were Mefarsem through their Kriya yesterday, but there was an additional Nes, there was a subsequent Nes which we, the Bnei Tezvav, are being Mefarsem as well by observing Purim the next day. So Hayotze Midvareinu is that a Ben Tezvav, it's not only that he has the same chiyuv as a Ben Yudalid, but he's running a day behind. No, he's bedavka running a day behind because he has an additional chiyuv. He has an additional chiyuv again to be mefarsem the Nes al Gabe Nes, the Hatzalah al Gabe Hatzalah. Now, let's come back to the Ramban and Tosfos, right? Let's come back to the Ramban and Tosfos. So we asked, isn't the Ran the most logical position? The Ran says, whether you read on Yudalit or Tezvav is determined by what? By the Mokom. Was it Wald Nimos Yeshua Benun? Was it not? Whether you have the latitude of Yom HaKnisa, that's determined by what type of Tzibur you have. Do you or don't you have a Sar Batlanim? Why shouldn't you be able to mix and match? You should be able to have an ear which was Mukefes Choma Nimos Yeshua Benun, which will read on Yud Gimel, Yud Beis, Yud Aleph, whatever the Yom HaKnisa is. Oh, but what's the problem? What's the problem is, no. A Ben Yudalid, we can give him a Heter to read earlier. We can give him a Heter, so he'll be Mefarsim, so that base, we'll see the Psukim, I don't know if we'll get to it tonight, but we'll see the Psukim, which the Gemara says, Merames, that the Anshei Knesset HaGedola built this latitude into the Takana of Purim. So nothing is lost, right? When you read on Yom HaKnisa, you're accomplishing the same Pirsumei Nisa as if you would have read on Yudalit. Again, if the Anshei Knesset HaGedola hadn't been misaken it, so we would have said it's not as Man Kriya. But since they were misaken it, but you can capture whatever you would do on Yudalit on Yudalit, Yud Reis, Yud Gimel. But a Ben Tezvav can't do that. The very minute a Ben Tezvav is not reading after the Ben Yudalit, the very minute a Ben Tezvav is not manifesting that there was a Nes al Gabe Nes, that there was a Hatzalah al Gabe Hatzalah, So he can't achieve on Yom HaKnisa what he can do on Tezvav. A Ben Yudalit can accomplish on the Yom HaKnisa what he would accomplish on Yudalit, but a Ben Tezvav can't. Memela say the Ramban and Tosis, that can't be that possibility. You can't mix and match that a Ben Tezvav will have the option of reading on Yom HaKnisa. Okay, so then at some point we have to try to understand this. Then machlog is between the Ramban and Tosis. So Tosis takes it to mean that if you're in Mukefas Choma, you read on Tezvav regardless. And the Ramban takes it to mean that if you don't have a Sar Batlonin, even though you're Mukefas Choma, so then your Zman is your Dalit with the latitude of Yom HaKnisa. But they agree that you can't have your Zman being Tezvav with the latitude of Yom HaKnisa, because that's a Tate Desasre, because your Zman Tezvav means that your Chiyuv encompasses, again, that you have to manifest your Pesume Nisa. It's not just the same Pesume Nisa but a day later. It's to, again, manifest the Nes al Gavi Nes. You can't do that if you're Bimakdim Yom HaKnisa. Now, we'll see as we learn. I think many rayas to this yisod, but for the moment, let's just look at one. You jump ahead to Dalet Amud Beis for a moment. If you see where it says Chol Yos Be'erev Shabbos. So what does the Mishnah say? If Yudalid comes out on Friday, okay, so the B'nai Yudalid, they have no complications this year, right? But the B'nai Tzavav, the people in Yerushalayim and in similar places, so they can't read the Megillah on Shabbos, so what do we do? So what does the Tan of the Mishnah say? The Tan of the Mishnah says that if it's Chol Yos Erev Shabbos, the Mukafas Choma read on Friday. They read on Yudalid together with the Bnei Ayaros, right? So the Bnei Ayaros and the Mukafan Choma are all going to read the Megillah together on the 14th, when the 14th is Erev Shabbos. Says the Gemara, the truth is that this is actually a Machlokes Tanoim. Masnisin Mani, I Rebbe Yossi. Our mission is consistent with Rebbe, it's consistent with Rebbe Yossi, but it's not consistent with everyone. My Rebbe. Which sheet of Rebbe, what Bryce are you referring to? The Sanya. Chol Yos Be'erev Shabbos. If Yudalit falls out on Erev Shabbos. Kfarim Va'ayoros Gedolos Makdim in the Yom HaKnisa. Umukofim Choma Korin Bo Bayom. Right? So the Tanakama, the Rebbe, says no. If Yudalit is Friday, the Ayaros Gedolos, the people in Tel Aviv, they're going to be pushed up to Thursday also. The Mukafim Choma will be pushed up to Yudalit, right? They'll be pushed up from their normal slot of Tezvav. They'll be pushed up to Yudalit. And the Bnei Yudalit will be pushed up to Thursday. Right? Against our mission, right? Our mission says the Bnei Yudalit stay where they are, on Yudalit. And the Mukafim Choma, who are ordinarily on Tezvav, they join them on Yudalit. And the Tanakama, the Rabbi, says, no, we push the B'nai Ayoros Gedolos up to Thursday, up to Yud Gimel, and the Mukafim Choma push up to Yudalit. Rabbi says, no. Rabbi says the view which is reflected in our Mishnah. Rabbi Omer Ani, lo yidochu Ayoros min Koman. No, there's no reason to... Well, you shouldn't, not that there's no reason, but you shouldn't uproot the Bnei Ayaros, the people in Tel Aviv, from their regular time slot of Yudalit. Ela Elu Ve'elu Koren Bo Bayom. But as the Mishnah represents it, both the Bnei Tel Aviv as well as the Bnei Yerushalayim will read on Yudalit, which is Friday. Says the Gemara, my time is the Tanakama. What's the reason of the Tanakama? Right? In the Megillah that we observe Purim, right? Rashi quotes the Pasuk, Lios, right alongside on top of where the Hagoros Habach is, so alongside that in Rashi quotes the Pasuk, Lios osim ishnei hayomim ha'ela kichsavim v'chizmanam v'chol shana v'shana. that the takana is that we should observe Yudalit and Tezvav every year. We should observe them b'chol shana v'shana. Every year they should be observed the same way. So the Tanakhama darshins ma kol shana v'shana ayoros kodmos b'mukafin. Afkan ayoros kodmos b'mukafin. Every year, so the B'nai Yudalit read before the B'nai Tezvav. So if you're going to push the Mukafin to Yudalit, you have to push the Ayoros to Yud Gimel. Says the Gemara, Ve'ema b'chol shana v'shana, why don't you dash in the other way? Ma kol shana v'shana ein yidoch in Ayoros minkoman, afkan lo yidochu Ayoros minkoman. Why don't you say that people who live in cities that were open, Mimos Yeshua Ben Nun, always read on Yudalit every year? So this year they should also read on Yudalit. Answers the Gemara, Shani Hochi Delo Efsha. We can't satisfy both of these, right? One of them's got to give. Something's got to give, right? When Tezvav is Shabbos, and the Mukaf and Chom are not going to read in Tezvav, either we're not going to have the two in sequence, or we're going to have to uproot the B'nai Yudalit as well. Now, Rebbe, for Rebbe, my time, what's Rebbe's reason for insisting, as our Mishnah says, that they both groups should read on Yudalit? V'rebi my timer b'choshana v'shana. Again, same pasuk in the Megillah that we observe Purim b'choshana v'shana. Ma choshana v'shana ein ayaros nidachin nimkoman. Just as every year ayaros read on Yudalit, we don't try to uproot them. Afkan lo yidach ayaros nimkoman. So till this year, when Yudalit is Friday, they should be reading on their regular day. Says the Gemara, Ve'ema b'chol shana v'shana. Why not say that ma kol shana v'shana ayoros kodmos l'mukafin? Afkanami ayoros kodmos l'mukafin. Why not say that in every year there's a sequence, there's a progression, that the b'nei ayoros, whose man is on Yudalid, precede the b'nei mukafin, whose man is on Tezvav? Answers the Gemara, Shaini Hocha de lo Efshar. Something's got to give, right? So what do you see from this Gemara? What's the Tanakhama? When the Tanakhama says that b'chol shana v'shana ayaros kodmos l'mukafin, so what does that mean? What does that mean? So isn't that just sort of by happenstance? My Zman happens to be Yudalit, the Yerushalmi Zman happens to be Tezvav. So you see, that's part of Purim, right? That's part of how Purim is observed, is that you have this progression, that Bedafka that they observe 2 days, that's exactly the idea which we're talking about, right? And even Rebbe doesn't say there is no such idea. Rebbe just says, I think when you have to weigh that against uprooting the B'nai Yudalid from their primary Zman, that's going to lose out. But it's not that, right? Rebbe's only answer is D'lo Efshar. We can't maintain everything. When Tezvav is Shabbos, we can't do everything exactly as we do it every other year. Something's got to give. But it's not that Rebbe doesn't recognize it. Again, Ma Kol Shana V'Shana Ayoros Kozim U'Kofin, that's exactly the idea we're saying, that the fact that it's 2 days of Purim, it's not that itself. That itself is part of the Pesume Nisa of Purim. Okay.
What, I didn't get the two possibilities. So.
Our point that the name of Gavina is so, does it require that they be one day and then the next day? Or will that one day happen and then Mukava Koma or a later day?
Probably that they'd be back to back, but. Well, unless the simple pshat in Kodmos just means that it's the previous day. So that's the simple notion. Now the question is, so if this Yisod, you know, is so true, so what does the Ran do with it, right? So how does the Ran, right, so again, so remember, right, according to the Ran, if you have an ear which was Mukefes Chom and Mimos Yeshua Ben Nun, and it doesn't have Atar Batlanin,
So they do have the latitude of Yom HaKnisa, right? Against this whole, right, this whole mahalach which we're developing. So the Ram seems to say something which goes against it, l'chor, right? We explained why for Tosfos and the Ramban that case can't exist, because a Ben Tezvav can't accomplish on Yom HaKnisa what he accomplishes on Tezvav, whereas a Ben Yudalit can. So how does the Ram say, right? The Ram, who seemed the simplest opinion at first, right now, because, so does that mean that the Ram disagrees? Maybe the Ram thinks, no, it's not true. A Ben Tezvav has the same chiyuv as a Ben Yudal, just on a different day. And when the Gemara says, Ayaros Kodmos, but the Emma says, you don't have to say that. The Ram could agree with everything we said, but let's take a look again in the Riff. Take a look at Aleph Amud Aleph in the Daf Yehudit. Let's discuss a different question. Now again, what is Yom HaKnisa? Yom HaKnisa is a Monday or Thursday. Is Monday or Thursday, right? So we're interested in the Monday or Thursday before Yudalit. Why is it called Yom HaKnisa? It was the day in which they assembled, the day in which they gathered, right? That's what the Beis Knesset is, a place where you gather. Why were they gathering? So Ben Chananel says they were gathering for Kriyas HaTorah and Tefillah B'Tzibur. Rashi says they were gathering because the Batei Din were in session. Okay, fine. And again, since ordinarily, again, if you don't have a Asar Batlonim, so they didn't have a regular minion, so it was of great help to them to be able to read the Megillah on Yom HaKnisa. Okay, why did Chazal bend over backwards? Because they were also instrumental in being mesapek in providing Mayim Mazon to the Acheim Shevikrachim. Fine. Now, the question is, what did they do about Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi? Also tells us on Daf Dalet that there's a mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah not only in the day, but at night also. So the question is, the B'nai Kfarim, who were given the latitude to read on Yom HaKnisa, what did they do about the nighttime Kriya? Yom HaKnisa only affected the day, right? There was no special gathering on Sunday night or Wednesday night. So what did they do with the nighttime Kriya? What did they do with the nighttime Kriya? What happened when this din of Yom HaKnisa was practiced? What did they do with the nighttime Kriya? So the Ran, and the Rishonim raised the question also. If you take a look at the Ran right here on Aleph Amud Aleph in the Daf Yehavir, if you see where it says Ketzad, the second Divrei Maskil, and you go up around 8 lines, Umigila Delelia. Okay, around 8 lines up from Ketzad, here in the Ran. Umigila Delelia, Efsha de lo kavala b'nei kfarim. De megillah b'yom ikar, kamo she'echtav lefaneinu b'tziyata d'shmaya. U'kishem she'hikilu al b'nei kfarim lahakdim, kein hikilu aleim shelo likros. Ela megillah shel yom. So the Ran has one possibility. Maybe they didn't read. Maybe they were given a kula that they only had to read megillah in the day. They didn't read megillah at night, because the ikar mitzvah skriya megillah is by yom, not by Laila, right? We'll have later, Bezus Hashem, Tosa says in Dav Dalit, that the reason you make a Shechiyonu again in the day is because the Ike Kriya is in the day. The Ike Kriya is in Megillah is in the day. So the Ram says, so maybe, Ein HaChanami, the B'nai Kfarim, didn't read at night. One possibility. O Efsha Shekoren Osa B'Laila B'Yachid, Ulamacha Koren Osa B'Ayoz B'Asara. Or, no, maybe they did have to read, but that they read B'Yachidus, and then the next day, when they were in the city, and when there was a minyan convened in the city, then the daytime kriya they read b'tzibwa. Now, some of the other Rishonim, such as the Meiri, only have the second day. They take for granted that the B'nai Kfarim absolutely did read at night. They absolutely did read at night. But the Ran is very comfortable with the possibility that maybe the B'nai Kfarim didn't have to read at night. So now, it's like this, I will say. According to the Ran, what do you see from the fact that the Ran entertains the possibility that the B'nai Kfarim didn't have to read at night? According to the Ran, the Takana of Yom HaKnisa wasn't simply latitude in terms of the Zman, but But as it were, Chazal were willing to cut corners. Again, it was part of the original Takan of Purim, obviously. But as it were, Chazal were mekil in terms of the etzem chiyuv. It's not only that Chazal built in a kula in the Zman, but they were also mekil on the etzem chiyuv, right? That's what the Ran says. So, therefore, I can hear it. I'm comfortable with the idea that maybe the B'nai Kfarim didn't read at night, right? But what do you mean Kishem Sheikila B'nai Kfarim Lahaktim Kachi Kila Lem Shalom Likros? What kind of comparison is that? So once the Ran is open to that possibility, so then we have no kasha, right? We said, how can it be that a Ben Tesvav would have the possibility of reading on Yom HaKnisa? He can't accomplish on Yom HaKnisa what he accomplishes on Tesvav. Because on Tesvav he has the Fisume Nisa of Neis Al Gabe Neis, Hatzala Al Gabe Hatzala. He can't have that in Yom HaKnisa. So the Ran's answer is, Eino Chanami, you can't. But the takana of Yom HaKnisa is that it's a kula which was built in, which the Anshei Knesset HaGdola gave to the B'nai Kfarim, and Eino Chanami, they're not accomplishing as much. And that's the Ram L'shitaso, that Yitachin, that the B'nai Kfarim don't have to read at night. The other Rishonim, Tosfos, will agree, no, the Pshat has to be like the second day in the Ram. No, the takana of Yom HaKnisa was a kula in the Zman. But there was no kula in terms of the basic chiyuv, in terms of the core chiyuv of Mikra Megillah, so there was no kula extended there. They had to have read at night. Oh, they had to have read at night, so then that will also preclude a Ben Tesvav from having the possibility of Yom HaKnisa, right?
What about a Ben Yudalim?
No, so a Ben because their chiyuv is not only to do the same thing that Ben Yudal does, but a day later, but their chiyuv is to show, look, Purim is a two-day yontiv. It's done incrementally. It's done in stages. Why? To be mefasa in the fact that there was a neis al gabe neis, there was a hatzala al gabe hatzala, that we were given an extra day to eradicate the sonim in Shushan. So again, the question is that for the Ran, so basically like this, to sum up what we've seen about that, so what it boils down to this. We're suggesting that there's a fundamental machlokas, that according to the Ran, the din of Yom HaKnisa is compatible with being with the status of a Ben Tezvah, right? According to Tosfos and the Ramban, the latitude of Yom HaKnisa is incompatible with being a Ben Tezvot, right? Those are the facts. What do we say the Pshat and Tosfos and the Ramban is? That a Ben Tezvot has an added chiyuv again to be mefarsim neis al gabe neis. He can't accomplish on Yom HaKnisa what he'll accomplish on Tezvot, but a Ben Yudalit can, right? What's the Ran's answer to that? The Ran's answer to that is you're absolutely right. However, where I disagree with you is that I think that the takana of Yom HaKnisa is not only a latitude in terms of the Zman, but is also a kula in terms of the Etzem Chiyuv, that the Etzem Chiyuv was scaled back. And how do we know to attribute such a tremendous chiddush to the Ran? Because the Ran himself says it mefurish in a different context. The Ran says, Yitachin, that they didn't have to read at night. Maybe we're assuming that the walled city doesn't have a minion,
right.
But there are people in the countryside outside the walled city,
right,
who will come into the walled city, not necessarily that the minion is in Ramot. So there are seven Jews living b'kfiyus in the walled city, and then there's a handful scattered in the countryside who can't, who just because of economic realities can't come in every.
It only makes sense if there's a nearby city which is a steadier.
No, but it may be their own city. I'm not sure whether it's a nearby city. It may be their own city. Maybe people are coming into the Mukav Choma.
But where are the people from Yerushalayim going to go to on Shabbat?
No, I don't know that they're going anywhere.
They're not. I thought Michael Leon said to him that they go to a nearby place.
No, that's what it means for villages. What it means for Mukav Choma, maybe what it means is you have if you would have only 7 Jews living in Yerushalayim, right? But then you would have forgetting the din of Sodom and Gomorrah now. But then you would have some people scattered in the countryside, so these people would be gathering on, let's say, according to Rabbeinu Hananel, on Monday and Thursday for Kriyas HaTorah. So then on Monday and Thursday Yerushalayim has its minion, and on Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Friday it doesn't.
But otherwise you could say that maybe that nearby place is the one that celebrates on
Tetzah. Right, but I'm not sure that we have to assume that. I think the pshat may just be that they're converging on the Mukav Choma, but that the Mukav Choma minion on the Yom HaKnisa draws on some people who are from the countryside who only come in on Monday and Thursday.
Today, Kfar, we're going to be reading the Yechidus, the Megillah. Why not read the night of the 14th, which is the actual day?
Oh, so that's a good question. If they're already reading it, the Yechidus, so I think Taka some Rishonim, I'll double check this for next time. I think some Rishonim do say that. Some Rishonim who agree with Iran's second day, that they were required to read at night, say that they would read the night of Yodalit, because what do we accomplish? Al Regal Achas, the answer to your question is that clearly the Ran must hold, and this is something which we'll discuss more in Davdalit, but apparently the fact that the nighttime Kriya precedes the day Kriya is not just because in Kol HaTorah Kula that Hayom Holechacha HaLaila, and the day always begins at night. So Memela, we sort of bump into Purim night before we bump into Purim day. No, apparently there's something even more fundamental than that. That's what you see in the Ran. But what you see in the Ran is that the night, again, ordinarily we don't think about it, right? Why do you have the nighttime if you'll ask a question, why do we read the nighttime Kriya before the daytime Kriya? So they'll throw you out of the base measure, such a klutz kasha, right? But the truth is, it's not such a klutz kasha. Because over here, exactly, yeah, but is it just because, again, Hayom Holechacha HaLaila, so Purim begins at night, so therefore the time for the night Kriya precedes, maybe there's something more fundamental. Maybe the fact that the nighttime Kriya precedes the day Kriya, again, it's not just a function of, well, that's the way the day, according to the Vayhi Erev, Vayhi Voker, that's the way the day goes. No, but fundamentally, the nighttime Kriya has to precede the day Kriya. So clearly, the Ran will tell us the second thing, right? And the other Rishonim would say, no. The other Rishonim would say, there's a mitzvah to read the Megillah at night, there's a mitzvah to read the Megillah in the day. So 99% of the time, the night comes before the day. In this strange case of Yom HaKnisa, if they're reading the Yechidus at night anyway, so then the night will come after the day. Because there's no reason to bump up the nighttime Kriya if it doesn't facilitate Betzibor. And the Ran says, no, fundamentally, the nighttime Kriya has to precede the daytime Kriya. Why? Bli Neder, we'll have to see what the reason for that is. Maybe it could be that you could say that also the reason and maybe that's equally good, maybe it's better, but the reason I'm more inclined to this chat is because Lamaisa, even with Yom HaKnisa, it's not that Purim is pushed up. Purim remains on Yadalit. For instance, we'll have the Gemara later on the bottom of Dalet Amid Beis going over to Tehillim Amid Aleph. But let's say Suda and Shalach Manas happen on Yadalit. So Yom HaKnisa doesn't mean that we advance Purim. Yom HaKnisa is just for Kriya. So if it meant we advance Purim, so then 100%, like you're saying. But if Purim is still Yadalit, but we're giving them, but Chazal felt again, the Anshei Knesset HaGdol in the original Takana felt that they needed to give them this latitude. So then already it's not so posher to say, well, we want to be consistent and have them. No, Yudalit is still Purim. There's nothing to apologize for if they're going to be reading the night of Yudalit.
So since your Dalit is still Purim and Yom HaKnisa is just a heter for Kriya Samagillah, so then I think that the question remains correct, that once you're going to read the Yechidus, why do it the night of your days? Why not do it in Purim? Why not do it in Purim? But maybe you could say that, but that's why. The fact that the Yudalit remains Purim for them.
If you say Kriya is basically Pursuminisa, so once you Mekayim the mitzvah Pursuminisa, so maybe the Chazal looked at Kriya as only in your Pursuminisa. Once you Mekayim Pursuminisa, you don't have a fundamental need to be Mekayim Pursuminisa one more time. But in comparison to Suda and Tazan and Yonin, which is a separate Indian of Purim itself and has a separate mitzvah, Pursuminisa this is built in, and once you're Mekayim, you can't go back and say, read Yudalit the night before, because the inherent aspect is the reading that creates the Pursuminisa. Or Pursuminisa is the whole is built in.
No, but the question is, why not? If you don't say that there's some fundamental reason why the nighttime kriya has to precede the day kriya, if you want to avoid that chiddush, then ordinarily in Purim we do read the Megillah twice, and somehow or other we say that's still Pesumei Nisa, that too we'll discuss. So I read the Megillah once. I read it once in Yud Beis. Okay, so ordinarily people who read it on Yudala, they read it twice. So the fact that I read it once doesn't preclude my reading it a second time. So again, given that your Dalit is really for him, not the Yom HaKnisa, and the only reason for Yom HaKnisa is to facilitate the Tzibor, so why wouldn't you have the nighttime Kriya? Again, unless it points to the fact that fundamentally the nighttime Kriya has to precede the day. Why? So we know that when we get to Daf Dalit, we'll be discussing it.